The theme is immortality, and the poet is Emily Dickinson, who wrote thousands of beautiful poems. This theme of there being a soul, and this soul being without form and endless, is a big part of Emily Dickinson's poetry. Here in The Single Hound, she expresses it this way. Imagine yourself holding up a handful of dust or dirt and projecting yourself into this poem by Emily Dickinson. This quiet dust was gentlemen and ladies and lads and girls, was laughter and ability and sighing and frocks and curls. This passive place, a summer's nimble mansion, where bloom and bees fulfilled their oriental circuit, then ceased like these. The same iron that flows through your blood is a part of the finite supply of iron. Where was it before you showed up? And where will it be when you leave? It is well to remember this quiet dust was gentlemen and ladies and lads and girls, was laughter and ability and sighing and frocks and curls. You are not that material, that dust. You are that which is in there, observing it. In another of her poems, she expresses immortality this way. Because I could not stop for death, he kindly stopped for me. The carriage held but just ourselves and immortality. We slowly drove, he knew no haste, and I had put away my labor and my leisure too for his civility. We passed the school where children played, their lessons scarcely done. We passed the fields of gazing grain, we passed the setting sun. We paused before a house that seemed a swelling of the ground. The roof was scarcely visible, the cornice but a mound. Since then, 'tis centuries, but each feels shorter than the day. I first surmised the horses' heads were toward eternity.